Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to another edition of Marketing in Motion. I'm Jamie Bissett. I'm the Vice President for Enrollment and Marketing here at the Rio Grande, and I am joined by my host, Tim Atkins, our Digital Media Specialist.
I'm the Digital Media Specialist.
Welcome back, Tim.
Well, thanks for having me. Jamie, I must have done a pretty decent job last week because, you know, otherwise you would have fired me. I would have been out in the street somewhere.
Actually, it turned out great, and we had a real good show last week. We were talking a lot about a very high level about getting the word out and the marketing and the advertising, and we did focus a lot on social media. And one of the things that we talked about with social media is the importance of having the visuals. And
right.
And since then, we did get a lot of feedback from our viewers about what they can do. There was a lot of concern about, well, you know, I'm not a professional photographer. I don't have the equipment. I don't have the budget to do these things. So we're going to dedicate this show to our toys. I mean, our tools that we use at Rio Grande. And so we're going to start off with, we have our little table here. I don't know if you can get a shot of that real quick, but the first thing we're going to talk about is this little baby. Everyone has one. You have it on you right now. This happens to be the iPhone 6. You may have an Android. It doesn't matter. But with this, you can pretty much do whatever is needed or required from a social media website, marketing and promotion. And it, the importance there is that it allows you to take photographs and video. One thing, if you are taking video, make sure you go horizontal. You want to do that. But Tim, I mean, kind of tell me, with the quality from the smartphones nowadays, is that quality good enough for a digital social media website?
Oh, well, the quality is more than good enough for that. In fact, you know, there are some media companies that are using iPhones for professional photography. So yes, it's more than adequate, and not only is it adequate, but it's extremely easy. If you're on Facebook, if you have the Facebook app on your iPhone, the only thing that you really have to do is log into it, and when you post, you go to the podcast-looking icon, which is like looks like a little I, like a letter I with some circles around it, and click on it, and you can immediately go Facebook Live. You can immediately go live to any of the people
what is that? What is Facebook Live? I hear about this. Kind of tell me what that means.
Facebook Live is just you talking live to your fans. From a marketing standpoint, it's an incredible tool because people buy from the people that they trust. And people will trust you more if you're having a conversation with them. Don't be afraid to go live and to just take 5 or 10 minutes and say, hi, I just wanted to give a shout-out to my fans, and thank you so much for following us on Facebook. If you have a special running or something like that, say, hey, by the way, you know, we've got a special on, you know, XYZ this week. Come check it out. When people see that, when people see that you are making a personal connection with them, which is what social media is all about, that's when you're leveraging that tool. Facebook Live is incredibly easy to use. And if somebody like myself or like Jamie can get on television like we're doing here, anybody can do it. It's very easy. And the more that you do it, the more at ease you become with it.
So basically what I'm doing is I'm videotaping you.
Are we live now?
No.
Because I wouldn't put anything past it.
But what happens is I would be videoing you, and you would be actually live to all my Facebook followers.
I would be live to all of your Facebook followers, and I would be actually talking to them and having a conversation. The important thing about that is while Jamie's holding it, if I'm having a conversation, you can actually see people, you know, log in and talk to you. They can ask questions to you as you're live. So you're actually having a conversation with them. If Jamie was taping me and said, hey, Scott has a question about such and such, and he could read the question right off, I could answer that question right away. There's no waiting, and we're having an actual conversation.
So, I mean, that would be an actually great application for, you know, maybe a restaurant is having a special tonight, and,
sure.
you know, I can talk to the chef on how he's preparing it. Or maybe I'm a real estate agent, and, you know, I'm showing a new house.
Right.
Yeah, so there's definitely a lot of application. It's free.
Right.
It's easy. And the other thing with what comes with the smartphones is the applications to enhance your photos or videos. The editing is there, and you have a lot of opportunities to, again, automatically post to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Right.
So with this, you're definitely getting a lot of bang for your buck. So make sure you have a good one, and with that, you would have really no excuses to not be active on the social media side. So let's talk about maybe going up to the next level there. Maybe it's a DSLR camera that has video and photography capabilities. Now, people may go to that level if they have the expertise and the resources, or maybe they require a higher resolution, higher degree of quality for maybe print. Maybe I'm producing photographs or brochures, collateral, that things. But again, the learning curve to be proficient in that is pretty steep and
right.
can be pretty expensive. But Tim, you brought a couple of items here that really kind of debunks that you have to have a lot of money to get good quality photos and videos from cameras.
Sure, and there's a saying in photography that, you know, whenever people ask, you know, what's the best camera that I can shoot with, and the answer is always the best camera you can shoot with is the one you have with you. You know, there's different things as far as resolution, as far as manual settings that a DSLR can do very, very well. But if you don't happen to have a DSLR with you, it's all about composition. It's all about just getting the feel for the camera that you have. This is just a very tiny point-and-shoot camera. It's a Panasonic ZS3, so it's one of the top models, but it's still very small. As you can see, it's just very tiny. It's got a Leica lens, and it shoots in high-definition video. Most point-and-shoots nowadays, if you buy a point-and-shoot that's just relatively inexpensive, it will shoot in video, and it will shoot in high-definition video, enough for you to do the social media posts. You don't necessarily have to have a 1080p camera or a 4K setup, unless you're doing professional-level work, in which case, yeah, you know, that might be something
well,
that you could do.
And let me jump in on that. I think a lot of people feel, well, I don't know how to shoot properly and get the right angles or get the right lighting. How important, or is it really important to have a professional-grade, you know, commercial, Madison Avenue commercial, to post something on my website or my social media?
It's not important at all. And what we have found out from some of our marketing that we're doing at the college, what sells these days, and, you know, it sounds like a cliche, but the things they're selling now is just realism over the flash and over the real glossy type, highly produced stuff. What we're finding out is the realism is kind of brings authenticity, and we talked about
mm-hmm.
authenticity last week about being authentic when you're on social media. Something like this, you don't even have to have a tripod necessarily. If it's small enough, you could just, you know, go around and do shooting. It comes across as authentic. It comes across as being genuine. And actually, this is the way to go. Now, having said that, there are places for, you know, highly produced commercial level videos. But if you're just doing it for social media, stay authentic, stay genuine, and just use something that lets people see things through your
right.
eyes, through the video. My other camera here is a little bit more, you know, this is also not a DSLR. This is a Canon, a Canon with the lens cap that falls off. It's a Canon G1X. This one still ran me about $600, but it is not a DSLR. It's just a point and shoot. It goes a little higher end. Now, Jamie also has a Nikon that has one of the big honking, you know, lenses on it, and every time I go out with my little tiny Billy Cameron's here, he's always hauling this thing off and a little envious of him.
Yeah,
sometimes.
You got camera envy.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But the point is, you know, but Jamie is comfortable with shooting in that. He's learning a whole lot as he goes along, and you know, that's kind of what photography is about anyway, is just learning as you go and learning different techniques. Don't be afraid to jump in and try to find
and that's the big thing is, yeah, don't be afraid. It's I think people get really critical of themselves. Or, well, this is not good enough to post. You know, I've seen somebody else's. Don't worry about it. Get out there and do it, and you're going to find the response and engagement you get is going to be overwhelming. As what Tim was saying, that authenticity, I think people feel more comfortable with that. If they know that this is not a Madison Avenue-produced commercial, they may connect better with you on that. So the important thing is to go out there and do it. You'll get better, you'll improve, and you'll really have a good time with it.
Hey, I think one of the important things, and that's another saying that you see here in the design field all the time, is, you know, don't be afraid, because, you know, you can't compare your daily activities to somebody else's highlight reel. If you're watching somebody else and you see somebody else's work and it's outstanding, you're not seeing all the practice work and all the stuff that they had to go through in order to get to that point. Don't compare yourself to somebody else's highlight reel. Keep doing what you're doing, and don't be afraid to jump in.
Okay, good, good. Well, let's look at our next little gadget.
It's tiny.
It is. This is love it though. This is the GoPro, and this particular model is the Hero 4 Black. It's a couple of years old now, but it's pretty much doing the same thing. It's not a 4K, it's a 1080, which we find is more than adequate for quality. So it takes stills and it takes video. You can do time lapse, you know, the whole bit. It is an app with your phone, so you can control it with your phone. And we've really have found using this with our athletics has been fantastic. We've posted up behind the backboard in basketball. We've put it on a helmet of a baseball catcher. We've set it right there on the mound for softball. So it gives us a lot of opportunities to get right up into the action. And being able to control it through your app on the iPhone has been fantastic. It's simple. It's easy. You can turn it off and on when you need to. Right now, the latest models are going in the $400 range. But honestly, if you probably went on to Amazon or something, you can maybe get last year's model, which is going to be just as fine for, you know, a cheaper amount. The thing with the GoPro too is that you'll have to look at is the accessories that come with it. There are many. There are the suction cups. There are the, you know, mounts for the head, mount for the chest, the waterproofing, the selfie sticks, the whole bit. So you'll want to kind of look into that to see what's going to best suit your needs with it. It's great. It has a small SD card with it. You can get big ones on that, large data stores on that. Any thoughts on that, Tim?
Jamie, how would somebody who is interested in marketing their business, what kind of business would use a camera that tiny, and for what kind of different things that they could use that for?
Well,
as opposed to a camera that may be a normal size camera.
Again, any business that has action, you know, maybe it's a construction company.
A plumber, for example. If a plumber is showing you how to do some, you know, pipes or whatever to repair things, you get a camera that's that small and you can actually go in.
No, absolutely. I mean, you'd be able to put that under a sink and videotape as he's making a repair to put it on his website. Would be fantastic. Now, you know, he may lose a little business because he's showing someone how to do it, but
right.
You know, as we talked before, gaining that trust, pays off in
exactly.
the long run.
So, you know, it's kind of a public service.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't go wrong with reaching out and showing people tips and tricks on how to do some things. So, But so the size of that really, really makes a difference.
It does, because with all the attachments, you can pretty much attach it to anything, either a suction cup or what they call it, the little gorilla clamps. And
I have
like
a gorilla pod, and I nearly brought it. I didn't, but
I think I got one over there. But it's but what it does, I mean, so okay, we talked about a restaurant. What if you had that in the corner of the kitchen, and you know, shooting down and filming the cooks, you know, the chef, the sous chef, whatever, as they're preparing food. I mean, what a great way to get people interested in coming to your restaurant.
Exactly.
So, anything that requires a small space, that is actionable, you know, maybe it's wet, so if you want to go outside, it's raining, or you're on the water, it's perfect.
So can I attach that to the hood of my car?
You actually absolutely can, but I'm
I
not...
I mean, that one, can I do
no,
that right
no,
now?
No, you can't.
I didn't think you'd let me do that, but I thought it was worth a shot.
That was a nice try. But
I nearly got it, but yes, you can.
Just not your car.
Clarify.
But, yeah, so and again, the GoPro, they have new models out now. They came out with kind of a lower-end model that doesn't have a lot of the bells and whistles. I think that those are around $200. So, you know, the pricing of the... Of our toys, tools, shouldn't really be prohibit you from getting out there and doing it. Are you going to use this stuff every day? Probably not, but you could.
And as we'll start to get into when we talk about some of the higher end stuff, you know, it's an investment. I mean, some of these things are niche markets, and you'll only use it for a few things. But you'll find that if you use it correctly, it may pay for itself. So talking about what are we going next?
We're going to talk about the drone.
Oh, case in point.
So the drone. Everybody loves the drone. Not sure what it is. I think it's just that different perspective. Of
Jamie is known on campus as the drone guy.
not sure if that's good or not.
There he is again.
But, you know, they've kind of come a long way in the last couple of years. This is actually the DJI Phantom 2 Vision Plus. It's a couple of years old. I don't even think they're producing these anymore. I think they're up to the DJI 4, and less, you know, selling that less than what this I originally paid for. Now I think if you went on to Amazon or some of the aftermarket sites, you can get a new one, approximately $700. So they still may be a little pricier, but there's many different manufacturers and versions of the drones that could work for you. The a lot of the stuff that we've heard about drones, you know, as they're making the news, is a lot about, you know, the FAA and the regulations with it. So my drone is registered, so we have that, and of course safety is of the utmost.
Sure.
Basically, when these are up in the air, so this is a quad. It's really four weed eaters flying around. We're extra cautious and careful that we're not flying it over crowds as much as, you know, you'd want to, because that's where the action is. It's just not worth it. The great feature about the DJI model and some of the others, it's all GPS controlled. So it's connecting to the satellite, and as you're flying it, if you happen to take your hands off it, it stops. So it has that coordinates, and it has absolutely fantastic control over what you're doing. And so you're flying it with kind of a gamey control with your thumbs, two sticks. And it's not difficult, Tim, to fly it, but it is.
You always would ask that question, and that's why you tell me that.
It is challenging to master it.
Right.
Let's put it at that. So, you know, the flying up and down, back and forth, that's easy. But, you know, if you want to get some, arcing, curving shots while videotaping it and having that smooth, takes a little more practice with it.
Right. And I think that Jamie would agree with me on this. If you're going to have a drone eventually, if you want to get into something like, you know, I love drone photography and I think it's good for my business, You can invest in a drone that doesn't have a camera, a very inexpensive drone, just to kind of get your flying legs or your wings, so to speak, and get used to actually flying it and controlling it. And that way you don't have to invest a whole lot of money in something and then, oh, I can't get the hang of this, and then it sits somewhere. If you're really apprehensive about it, get something that's, you know, some drones that are learning drones are under $100. You know, just grab one and just learn to fly it. And then when you feel comfortable, invest in something like this. And that way you're already ahead of the game.
Right. And there are also some models out there that allow you to use your own GoPro with it. So that could be a savings there. If you already have a GoPro, get the model that has the attachments where you just add in your own, and there it is. Because the camera that is on the drone now is basically just like the GoPro. Mm-hmm. It's a 1080. It takes stills, and it takes video. And the quality is phenomenal. Hopefully you've seen some of our shots. But, you know, it's... And what a great application for the real estate developer, the construction worker, anybody that just wants to kind of showcase what is happening in their area on events. You know, we've used it for athletic events outside. Last year we filmed the Rockets over Ryle. It was great. So we had the drone actually looking down and watching the fireworks, explode below it.
It's an interesting perspective from that standpoint. I think it's still on our YouTube channel as well. So if you want to check that out, go to our University of Rhode Island YouTube channel. I believe it's still there.
I think so. All right, let's move along. And we have our latest tool. This is the Mevo camera, and Tim, I think maybe you've had a little more experience with it. We just got it, a couple of weeks ago?
We got it a couple of weeks ago. We were one of the very first, not only one of the first colleges to get this camera, we were one of the first customers to get this camera. When the camera came out, Jamie pre-ordered it ahead of time. The very first week that they started shipping, we got one. So I would be willing to bet that if we are not the first college to have this, we are one of the very first to have it. Jamie, tell us a little bit about how it operates.
What this will do is, I mean, think back or think to television shows, newscasts, productions that you've seen where you have the crew in front of all the machines, the cameras up there, and you have the producer in back saying, all right, camera two, zoom in. All right, shoot, you know, go to cut to camera four. And do that. This basically does all that with one person. So you have up to 9 different camera angles that this is shooting from.
And your camera angles would be right here on your iPhone. So think about, like, if you're picturing it, your phone is divided into a grid of 9 different sections. And you can use these sections as a control room in your pocket.
Yeah. And so as you're videotaping somebody, and this could be live, or you can record it and post it later, you're actually being able to cut the camera, just much like the folks behind the cameras here are cutting back to Tim and I and giving us different angles. This will do the same thing. So it really, we paid, it was just under $400 what this will cost right now. And so for that amount of money, you could really represent a very professional, crisp, clean video of what you're doing. And again, let's go back to the restaurant and go and go back in the kitchen. You set this up, and as you're talking, you're able to kind of scan back and forth, you know, to the chef, to the sous chef, to the pastry chef, on what they're doing, as how they're preparing tonight's special. And to do that and get that out there, I think a lot of folks are really going to be impressed with what you're doing, kind of be fooled to think that, oh my gosh, you know, they hired a whole production crew, multiple cameras, you know, mixing boards, and you know, the whole thing, just to be able to present tonight's special. So there's a lot of applications for it. We're still learning with it, and we're excited that we're going to have the opportunity.
We're definitely still learning. If you saw some of the Facebook posts that I did over the past couple of days, yes, we're still learning. I'm still trying to get the frames together, but The learning curve is you know a little bit steep, but the payoff is really good. Not only can you use that as the control room with in your pocket, but going back to the Facebook Live, that's what we did. We broadcast live on Facebook using that camera. Jamie's got another camera here that's pretty neat.
Yeah, this is the Ricoh Theta S, and this is a, believe it or not, this is a camera, and it does stills and it does video. It's a 360-degree camera. So basically what that means is that it is filming everything in its surrounding. And again, we got this when it first came out. We've had the opportunity to use it a few times. It really does have a specialized niche way of doing it. So to be able to film or take a photo of a residence hall room, of our campus, or other events that are going on really kind of brings a unique perspective. And you may have seen other entities on Facebook or social media that has allowed you to do that or to see it. You'll have your phone, and if you move your phone around, you're basically seeing what the camera sees. One of the challenges with this is that you really have to kind of rethink how you normally would shoot video. You're shooting video, you're facing that way. It doesn't matter what's behind you. You could have someone eating pizza and the lights and the camera crew there. You have to remember that because now this takes everything into account on that. So it's a great tool. We've had a lot of fun with it, and we really kind of expect to use it quite a bit more as we go forward. This, again, was about $350. So really outside of the drone, all these items are all in that, $300-$400 range, give or take. And if you're a smart, savvy shopper, you can probably find some places where you can get last year's model and be just as fine. So there's no excuse not to get involved and get active with it.
Just jump in. A lot of these things will pay for themselves eventually whenever you use them and find out that that's good for business.
We only have a few seconds left, but I did want to share a couple of accessories that you'll definitely want to get. This is it's a card reader, so you're going to put your SD card in there and be able to download to your computer. And this is a card reader that can connect with your phone. So as you're out there and you need to review, edit, or something, you can do it right there on your phone. Two very inexpensive that you can find almost anywhere. But we're coming up to the end. I hope this was informative. I hope you got some ideas, some things that you may want to try, you may want to use. Please keep your questions and emails coming in. We love hearing from you. And if you have other thoughts, we'll try to get those on the next show.
Sure. And be sure to check out our social channels as well, because we're going to be using all this stuff ourselves over the next year. So check out our social channels. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and we're going to be using all this stuff. So if you want to know how does this look in the real world, just check out some of our social channels, because we're going to be using the heck out of all of this stuff.
No, most.
All right.